Now let me ask you a question. What exactly do our children argue about? Disputes often arise over toys, control of the television remote, decisions about TV viewing, and even attention from parents, among other things. I'm sure you could add numerous other reasons to this list. As previously mentioned, these arguments often contribute to developing critical social skills. These disagreements are crucial for their growth, helping them learn negotiation and how to build relationships. The problem starts when we, as parents, intervene and let our emotional responses affect the situation. For example, when we declare what you said is not okay, you, at the exact moment, pick a side and display anger towards the existence of the dispute, and we end up escalating the situation. I will explain how this happens shortly. Let's try to understand why we intervene. During meetings at my clinic, I asked parents, "Why do you feel compelled to step in?" Here are their main responses. One parent said, "I see the aggressive child dominating the victim. In their home, one child consistently annoys others, and they feel the need to protect the child from being hurt. They usually say, 'I have to advocate for him because he doesn't know how to stand up for himself.'" Others expressed identification with one of the children in situations reminiscent of their childhood experiences. A parent who, as a child, hid behind curtains out of embarrassment didn't know how to defend themselves. Seeing similar traits in their child, they intervene, wishing to save their child from the unpleasant experiences they went through. Injustice is another trigger. When the parents hear that one child cheated in a game, lied to their sibling, or said hurtful things, they step in to restore fairness. Finally, some parents admit that they intervene simply because they seek peace and quiet. They don't want any yelling, so they step into the argument, demand silence, often in frustration, and might even say, "I am tired of all your yelling," or "Why can't you just get along? All I want is quiet." This demand usually comes with an undercurrent of anger. But does this intervention truly bring about peace? No, it does not. Maybe there's a moment of silence when we yell for quiet, but it doesn't last long, and the noise eventually returns. So, let's learn what actually happens during an argument when we intervene and how our actions can escalate and cause harm.